Hey, everybody, I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And welcome back to The Skim Show. It has been a bit.
It's been a little while.
2 weeks.
At least three.
It was the first of the month. It's the end of the month now. It's our fault. Sorry, everybody. We didn't mean
to. That's all we can do is apologize.
We didn't mean to. It's just we get busy around here and there's a lot going on and a lot has happened, actually. We got our first vaccination since we last spoke.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you feeling about that?
The kids get theirs this week. Well, the girls get theirs this week. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good. I didn't have any weird side effects.
Yeah, that's good.
I'd say the night after I did it, I had a weird, like, maybe I was just dreaming it, but I kind of felt nauseous in the middle of the night for maybe 10 minutes, and then it went away.
Kind of just off, yeah.
So I was like, either I ate something funky, or
I think
that was my short version of it.
I think it may have been the shot. I don't know. Like, we were, my side effects were just, my arm hurt, so did yours.
Yeah, sort of like normal. A flu shot. Any shot, I would imagine.
But I got really tired the next day. And I'm willing to say it's possibly just me being tired and it had nothing to do with the shot. But if you're going to ask me if I experienced anything in the intervening time, all I experienced was fatigue.
I'd say that happens around here a lot because the weather is so up and down in Utah right now in the spring.
Yeah. Spring in Utah.
It makes you tired when everything looks really dark and gray outside. And the next day it'll be sunny and 65 degrees. And then the next day it'll snow.
It's about to be, what's the new temperature?
What's the new temperature?
Yeah, it was supposed to be something. Sorry,
it's going to be kind of nice today. And then it gets cooler. And then this weekend, for Easter weekend, it's supposed to be in the 70s.
Easter weekend, time for bunnies and whatnot. And we usually don't care that much about Easter because the kids are all old now. But,
well, and it used to be, this was spring break for a lot of people right now.
Mm-hmm. It still is for a lot of people.
We don't really do that.
No.
Right. For
Although,
us, we don't.
We do have a little bit of something planned for May. We'll see how it all goes. But it looks like that's going to happen.
We'll see.
We need it. I need a
break, but the problem is we're still trying to not quarantine. It's not as strong as that because we will have had our vaccines and be fully vaccinated.
Yep.
So will our kids, but still, I still want to be careful.
We still got to be careful. I mean, even if we're completely vaccinated, I don't want to give it to other people just because I'm all willy-nilly walking around, wiping my hand on something and going, hey, how you doing? And suddenly they have it.
I kind of feel like that's not really your jam, though, to walk around, wipe your hands on things and talking like that.
No,
so.
It never was. But my point is, I don't want to accidentally give it to my mom. I guess by then she'll be vaccinated.
She
too,
will be. I think she was getting hers this week or last week. I'm not really sure.
I hope so. She's freaking 83. What are we waiting for over there? What's the holdup? Is it John?
No, it's no one in their household. The two of them can drive right now.
Oh, right.
So they have to get a ride to go get a vaccination.
Well, I'll drive them. What's the hold up?
I'll let him know.
All right.
You've been busier. They had a neighbor taking each of them, but their appointments were on different days.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's just kind of hard to coordinate that when everyone trying to help has all their stuff going on too, and kids and grandkids, and it's just a lot.
Yeah, no, you're right. The nice thing has been that Utah is a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of vaccination rates, and I think for a while there, I don't know if it's still true, but we were leading the country about 2 weeks ago.
We're already at the point of everyone over 16 can get a vaccine.
Yeah, if you're over 16 in the state, you can schedule it and be vaccinated. And
the schedules are coming up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Carter and Taylor both scheduled theirs last weekend for this week.
Mm. I told the story on TMS, but when we were at the place getting our shots, Kim and I were staggered by about an hour. So she just sat in the car.
Minutes, yeah.
And I went in first, and the guy in there that was trying to help you do whatever you're supposed to do, he was helping me log into the site, and I had to change my password because I didn't know what the old one was. And I know how to do stuff, all right? I get it. It's the internet. But they had some bug loop where if you were using a certain mobile browser, it wouldn't take you to the page you needed to be on to change your password. So it would just kind of loop, send you a confirmation email. You click the link and it would loop back and say, sorry, you got to do this again.
Send you a new confirmation email.
It's just a goof. No big deal. I figured it out. But then while I'm in the middle of figuring it out, this little old guy leans over and goes, and he's just like a volunteer. And he goes, you know what I'd do for that password? And I go, what? He goes, I'd just call that Intermountain, because we were doing the Intermountain, whatever. He goes, Intermountain 1234. That's what a lot of people do. And I'm like, that's terrible to tell me that.
Don't tell people that.
Yeah, I know better. So I made something super complicated and nothing like what he said. But I'm thinking all these people, who have you told to do that today?
Everybody probably.
They're all going to get their stuff hacked. Dummy. Anyway, but it went fine. And we're here now. And we're free of the bonds of first shot jitters. So second shot comes when? Ninth?
The ninth, next week.
And that's the one they say you get hit by, the one that'll kind of take you off a little bit.
Well, potentially. So my dad felt a little off. My mom was in bed for a day, felt like she had the flu, but she never had a fever. But yeah. She kept getting like hot and cold.
She's going like through the change.
She's in her 70s. Let's hope she's past that.
Wait, you get past that? Is that a thing that happens?
Yeah.
Oh.
To some degree, yes.
Or is she just all normal now? Hormonally normal?
Sure.
Hormonal?
Okay, stop.
But wait a minute. So when you go to get your hormone therapy when you're a lady, is that a life?
The same thing you're doing, which you jumpstart it and you get back to producing your own.
Can she be off of hers if, in theory, her hormones?
She's not on them.
Oh, she refuses to because she thinks.
I don't know.
She's conspiratorial. She thinks those pills are designed to turn her into a zombie or something like that. Look, I love your mom and I'm glad they're vaccinated and that's what matters most. Everything else is gravy.
Everything else is gravy.
Everything except for hopefully the vaccine is not the consistency of gravy. All right. So we should do an email or two here.
Yeah. Who have we heard from?
Anything, was something else big happened we're supposed to say? I forgot. Oh, Kim. We couldn't even visit Nick because he came between shots. Here at the house, or sorry, it's a long story, but he had to come back home for the funeral of his girlfriend's grandmother, which means he was like two blocks up the street.
Yeah.
And we couldn't really see him in the way we would like to because
couldn't go anywhere with him or do anything.
We're trying to be good. And he just had a flight and we're trying to, you know, all of that. So that sucked.
And he has to get back to find out what Minnesota is like for vaccinations. He's not sure.
He can't do it here. Or could he have while he was here?
No, because he would have to be here for 3 weeks to get a second one.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, anyway, he's not that worried about it, but it annoyed me because I just was like, he's here. He's in town. We're supposed to spend time with him. We couldn't do it. That was stupid. Anyway, outside of that, what else? You all right over there?
Yeah. Oh, changing hands, holding my mic.
The microphone went. I'll fix it in post or leave it. I don't know. Don't worry. I'm going to sit on. This room is getting overhauled.
So right now I'm standing over here like a country singer holding my mic.
Why a country singer?
I don't know. They're all over the stage. Oh. They dance around and hold their mic.
Yeah. That sounds like a country singer.
Before the time of, you know, headphone mics.
That's true. The olden times. there was a point to that. Where was I going with that?
We couldn't see Nick.
Oh, we couldn't see Nick and that sucked. So
that was not fun.
So let's do emails, I guess. I can't think of anything else. There's something else going on.
I don't know.
Shoot.
We painted our house.
Oh, that's what it was. We painted the house because we had to. HOA was starting to breathe down your neck when your paint goes bad.
No, they weren't. Actually, we were preempting that.
Well, because we know.
They haven't sent us a letter yet
we
to
knew
say
it was coming.
It's time.
We knew it was coming.
It was coming eventually.
Yeah.
Our house painted on the outside. Same color. But it's just nice and refreshed and looks really nice.
Paint's like 12 years old. So we were like, you know what? Time.
It's time.
So we did that. Got a good deal. Found a local company we like. And then we had to get a tankless water heater, or as I like to say, thankless. I've told this story on TMS. But that was fine. That went all right.
What a dad joke, though.
Oh, it's terrible.
The thankless.
Yeah, it's terrible. I should never say it again. Shouldn't be allowed to even
it's
be
pretty
here.
Pretty great.
So that's now we're all hot water all the time. And that guy is finally gone after 12 hours of nightmarish waiting. And anyway, it's a long story.
Anyway.
So let's get to these emails. Now that we've covered everything that's happened in our lives, I just feel like 3 weeks is a long time. We haven't talked to these people.
We haven't talked.
I mean, I've talked to a lot of them in other ways, but, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is.
What?
So I made a newsletter, the official Frog Pants newsletter. It needs a better name. What would you call it?
Frog Prince.
Ugh.
No? Prince, P-R-I-N-T-S, not Prince.
No, I get it. Not like the princess and the frog, I know. No, I mean like...
We'll, we'll come up with something.
I can't think of a name.
We'll come up with something.
Anyway, it's up there and it's already, I don't know, 3 or 4 issues in, and it's just, you know, stuff going on around the network. Here's a recommendation. I read this comic book. You guys should too. Hey, check out the latest episode of The Instance where I talked to Chris Metzen, this sort of stuff, right? And yesterday, and I did one where I told the whole story about why I like watching Cops, how it makes me feel better.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
chills me out to see a meth head half naked on a trunk
like
of a car.
We're doing all right. Yeah, we're doing okay.
So anyway, that's a lot of that sort of thing. And this morning, I put up one that included Carter's rice bowl, egg bowl, whatever we're calling them, egg rice bowl.
It's a breakfast rice bowls.
Recipe and everything you put in them. And
it was yesterday's pictures, though. It was kind of fun. She took pictures of them as she created them.
Yeah.
And then we all talked together about what we like in ours, because everybody likes them a little bit different.
Right.
But we put up the recipe for all of the options.
Yeah. All the stuff we like to put in them whenever we have those things, but you can kind of mix and match. And the response has been great. So what I'm saying is, if you guys listening want to be on that newsletter, and there will be things like this occasionally, Kim will throw a recipe up there. One of the kids will do something. There'll be a guest article from someone in the community, like all sorts of cool stuff. And it's free.
We'll have some good news articles going on.
Yeah, that'll some good fun. News stuff, you know, just a happy thing to get in your email in the morning. So go check it out. And you can sign up for free at frogpants.club. Did you know I bought a .club domain?
I didn't know.
Cool, huh?
That's cool.
It's only $5.
I like it.
Yeah. Frogpants.club, and it'll just take you right to the page.
Be part of our little clubhouse.
Yeah, our little club. Our sneaky club.
Our sneaky club?
Yep. I got an email that came to us. I'll give you the address now because I'm in the mood. Why isn't this working? Okay, that's fantastic. This
email's not working?
This email isn't working. Skimshow@gmail.com. There it is. Renee Gum wrote in and said, "Hope all is well. I have a great show that I think you'd love. Cecil Hotel on Netflix. Benjamin and I got hooked on it. Love you guys. Hope everything is doing well. Nurse Liz." Well, Nurse Liz.
I think
Liz,
we need to check that out. That sounds like fun.
I saw it.
I love anyone that gets into something where they have to binge it all. That's what I want to watch.
Yeah. Also, your mic's far from your face suddenly.
Okay. There sorry about that. Should I be up on stage?
I already watched this. Because you don't like to watch my... sorry.
That's not true, first of all. I do watch most of the things that I find. You're like, oh, yeah, I already watched that.
Yeah.
And I love it.
You don't watch, but you don't always like my true crime documentaries.
It depends.
This one was one of those, and you might have liked it okay. My problem with it, and this is no offense to anyone who really enjoyed it, my big complaint, if there's a complaint to have, is that toward the end of the thing, it was really heavily weighted with a bunch of internet sleuth types. So like YouTubers that think they have the crime all figured out, those people drive me crazy.
All right, maybe I don't want to watch.
Because they have no evidence. They have nothing to work on. They don't work with the police. They just got ideas.
But overall, did you like it?
I liked it.
Up until that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think there's a documentary there. I just think those people sweep those bastards out and put someone in there who's good. Because they sucked. But it's overall, yeah, it's a decent recommendation. Here's one from Craig. We'll just call him Craig. You don't need his last name.
I don't need to.
No. Says, on your recent Skim episode, Scott mentioned having a cool grandma who would play video games with him. So here's my cool mom story. When I was a teenager in the 80s. Hey, I was a teenager in the 80s.
Me too.
I was big into the original Doom game. Well, that would have been 90s. Doom was 93, 92. He's got his decades mixed up. That's okay, though.
That's right. They all start to blend together after a while.
He says, we had a family computer in our living room just off to the kitchen or off to the side of the kitchen. Me and my friends would play Doom for hours. My mom would always get a kick out of watching us. She even played some. Aside from being a Pac-Man addict, she even had a book with all of the patterns in it. Dad was not much of a gamer, especially PC games, so my mom and I would talk about Doom. Eventually, mom decided to get a part-time job to have a little extra money in the house. She worked in a clothing store in the mall. Her hours were on weekdays when my sister and I were in school and dad was at work. The mall was also very slow during those times. And my mom is very personable. She became friends with the other store employees around there. Directly across from her store was a Radio Shack. Oh, I miss Radio Shack. Only a little, but I kind of miss it. Just because it was a place to go. I only have three stores in the mall.
I remember going there with you many times.
Right. But look at all the stores for you. Ladies panty unit. Frida's nightwear.
I really want a place called Ladies Panties Unit.
But you know what I mean? The lotion places and everything's for ladies now at malls.
I don't think that's true.
We haven't been in a while, but we'll go.
Yeah, PacSun and Zoomies and all the places for dudes. Actually, I went to all those with Nick.
Those aren't places for dudes.
Yes,
those
they are
places for dudes who are into clothes.
Okay.
I mean, dudes. Like,
okay, but
Radio Shack.
You gotta wear clothes.
GameStop.
You gotta wear something.
Babbage's, Software, etc. They're all the same, kind of. You know what I mean?
Dude places. Dude places.
I kind of like the packaging store. What's it called? The container unit.
The container store. Stop with the units, would you? Oh my gosh.
Stop like all with the units.
Storage units in there.
All right.
Yes. Container store is right. Really fun for everyone.
Well, Craig. Radio Shack. There were two college kids working there one day. Being slow, mom walked over. These college kids were playing Doom on one of the TRS-80s they had on display. They were getting so frustrated because they couldn't get past a certain level. Well, in comes my mom, who easily is twice their age. She says she can help them. Of course, they roll their eyes at this old woman. he put old in quotes.
I love it.
But they let her try. But not only does she breeze right through the section they couldn't beat, she also showed them some of the secret passages they had never seen before. The guys were shocked. My mom looked at all of them and said something like, if you ever get stuck, come get me and I'll help. She then walked back into her store.
Victoria's Secret and ask me and I will help you with your level.
Victoria's Secret. I freaking hate it there. Do you remember that time I got in a fight over that place?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Do you remember that? It's one of the few fights we've ever had. I mean, real, like, it's, mad,
you,
angry.
You were mad at me
so
for
mad.
Being in there. It wasn't because I went in there. It was because I called it Vicky's. Because we had Nick with us, and he was little, and he didn't want to talk about that store.
Kim goes, I'll meet you at Vicky's. And I said, okay, cool. Then we went and did our thing.
You know what I mean? And you went, yep, Vicky's. I'll meet you there. And then he went to the directory.
And I couldn't find Vicky's for
everywhere.
Like hours.
There was no Vicky's in the entire mall because there isn't one.
There's no such thing as a Vicky's. It doesn't exist.
He was so mad at me for being somewhere that didn't exist.
Yeah, I was so mad because we looked and looked and looked and could not find a store
you
called Vicky's.
Is there a place called Vicky's? They're like, I don't know what store that is, sir.
Yeah, I asked a dude somewhere by the Dick's or whatever it was. Remember Dick's?
We were in the outdoor mall. That's right. I remember now.
Yeah, it was down in the just kind of weird
Gateway.
Now. Gateway. And I said, where's the Vickies? Sir, I don't think there's a Vickies
here.
So they didn't even know. So I finally see Kim and she comes walking out of this
Victoria's
Secret. I'm like, where the frick have you been? I told you I was here. You said Vickies. Well, that's short for Victoria's Secret. And then it just went off from there.
Yep. That was fun.
Don't you wish you fought like we did?
That was fun.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a great story,
I'm just walking
Craig.
Down the mall going, would you just calm down? You found me now.
It's a little embarrassing, if I'm honest. That was a great email, though. I love that. So very, very good.
I love that his mom did that. That makes me so happy. And I would love to see those boys' faces because I'm going to say boys.
Yeah, boys. Let me help you through. You wouldn't be able to help with the Doom thing. You'd get motion sick.
I
back
would.
Then.
I know. It's true.
We have some experience with the Doom era.
Well, that's because I was pregnant with Taylor during the Doom era.
Yeah, that's true.
And would try to watch you guys play, and I would get so motion sick.
That was the Quake era. Hold on. So you were pregnant with her in 94. Three. End of it, 93, up through May of 94.
Yes.
And hold on.
What was that laugh?
I'm trying to think what game it was. No, it would have been Doom because we were still playing Doom.
We were still playing Doom.
Quake didn't happen until 96.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
That was the Carter era. Just kidding.
The Carter era. Yeah, it's when she gets sick playing things with Carter in her belly. All right. Here's an email from Peter. Did I already read this? No. Hi, Scott. You helped me get married and have children, he says.
Good job, Scott.
Yeah, well done. he doesn't realize it, but you're probably more responsible for this than I am. But anyway, he says, I've thought about emailing you for years to say thank you. I saw your tweet about Screen Time and Skim and thought I'd say hi. I've been listening to your show since 2010 when I was 20 or 21 in Berlin. Started with The Instance, then FilmSack, Final Score, Hypothetical Help, TMS. When it launched, several others. They were all great. They were a great way for me to have community when I was away from England and didn't have many friends with the same interests, as well as helping me find a more comfortable bunch of nerds to share interests with. I met my wife in Lebanon, my now wife in Lebanon, at the end of 2011, and we went to Papua New Guinea for 6 months a couple times a year. Wait, that would be exact. That'd be the whole year.
Yeah.
Right. If you go there for 6 months, twice, that's a year, right? Okay. Yep. Making sure I'm reading that right. Anyway, before going to Australia, I'd keep listening to you the whole time, and it was your stories about marriage and children that made me make the big jump to proposing and moving back to England to have kids.
That's awesome.
Your advice on parenting, making sure you love your kids and show them that that has been something really important in how I try to be a father to my now 6 and 3-year-old girls.
Oh,
three, six and so three. We had six fun. And three. We had a 6, 3, and 1.
6, 3, and 0.
Same thing, though. Two girls.
3 years apart.
Yeah, 3 years apart, girls. And then Nick 3 years after that. Anyway, I wanted to write in and say thank you and the Frog Pants host for being such an influence of mine and in my family's life over the last 11 years, a constant friend as I've traveled and gone through big changes in my life. I'd love to go to Nerdtacular one day when money allows and run into you again, or if you run it again. I don't listen to as many of the shows anymore as free time has changed, but listening to FilmSack in the instance is still my great weekly pleasure. Best, Peter.
Well, I love that.
Peter, you should listen to us too. Listen to Skim. And also, that's really nice of you to say all those things. That's really cool. I always love hearing that.
Congratulations.
Now, I want to clear something up, though. A lot of people think I'm all like pro, everybody should have kids, stop what you're doing and have kids. That isn't what I'm saying. What okay. I'm saying is if you decide to have kids, it's the greatest thing on the planet.
There you go. That's a good way to put it.
But if you can't or don't or whatever, that's all fine. No judgment, no nothing. All I can tell you is from my experience, as nervous as I was before we had kids, it's the greatest thing we ever did.
Absolutely.
Together or otherwise. Like, it's just the best thing. And I can't imagine my life without these people in it. And now we get the little one to play around with, and he's adorable, and we love him, and I want more. But again, not telling anyone what to do, but you know, kids are great. And yes, is it challenging? Yes. Are there bad diaper days? Yes. Are there days when they're sick and you're worried about them and all those things? Yes. Like, do they keep you up at night when they're very little? Yes.
So fast.
It goes by so fast, and you don't care. You just love it, and you love them, and they're the best.
So much fun.
When you have, he knows this now, but when you've got a 6-year-old and she wraps her arms around your neck
and wants to play the video
game
with
you, hang out with you, it's the greatest thing in the world. So anyway, Peter, thank you for that. You've helped reinforce my belief system. Okay. Do we have any more new ones? I mean, well, that's it. That's all of them. Okay. We got them all. Look at that, Kim. We're caught up. Can you believe it?
We got to hear from all new people this time. That's super fun.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
It's pretty amazing. So what are we doing coming up here? We got birthdays, ahoy, because all the kids have their birthdays.
Well, yeah, our kids' birthdays are 6 weeks apart. So, each one of them. So we have April, May. So
April, May.
Beginning of April, end of April, middle of May. Yeah. Within 6 weeks, all of their birthdays are coming up. They will be 27, 24, and 21 this year.
What?
Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to happen so
fast.
That's
just crazy. But also next week is Easter, and we're going to celebrate Taylor's birthday on Easter because her birthday is the day after.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun because we'll get to have an Easter egg hunt for Van, which he will. I don't know if he's ready for it. I don't know if he knows how to find the eggs. We'll see.
You still feel like when we say his name, that we feel like we're talking about like some old guy, the name Van. Once in a while I hear it and I just go, well, it's like an old guy.
You think so?
Yeah.
I knew a kid named Van when Carter was little, like that was in elementary school.
Just
so
a kid.
It's never.
Mm-hmm. It's always
his name
like
was Van Johnson, which was funny.
Oh, well, that's the old man name I think of.
That's
because there's a Van Johnson, right? Like a famous Van Johnson.
He's Van Straw, though.
Van. Oh, well, who am I thinking of? Van. Hold on.
I'm not sure.
Not Van Halen.
Van Helsing.
Not Van Halen. Not Van Helsing. Van. Famous people. Named Van.
You're just going to look this right up in the middle of our show.
Yeah, that's what we do.
You're hilarious.
That's what we do. Van Morrison. There it is. Van Johnson.
What did he
Newport,
do?
Newport, Rhode Island. He was American film, television, theater, and radio actor, singer, and dancer. He was a major star at the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer studios during the studio system. He died. He was born in 1916.
Okay, well...
Died in 2008. I just think of that guy's name all the time.
Ours was born in 2019, so he's young.
There's
it's
Van
not an
Jones.
Old man name anymore.
Van Hunt, Van Heflin, Dan Miller, Van Miller rather, Van Hammer. Oh, Van Hammer. That's cool.
That'd be a fun middle name.
Yeah. Van McCoy. I don't know the rest of these Vans.
Anyway.
The point is,
I don't think it's an old man name.
Sometimes, no, it isn't. But sometimes I hear it and I just think of old dude. Is that weird?
Nah, I don't think that.
All right, doesn't matter.
Now that I see him, I'm just like, oh my gosh, Van's coming over.
Yeah, that's all we care about. So that'll be fun. We'll do some egg hunting and all that business.
We'll get some pictures up.
Yeah.
We'll try to put something in the newsletter that is Easter related. I'm not quite sure what.
Yeah, what do you
want to
put in there? Like a food thing?
Well, the usual food thing is like Easter potatoes and ham.
What's an Easter potato?
Well, it's like the hash browns and the
that
cream
sounds like Van
and
found
the cheese.
A, it sounds like Van found a Ripley Poo instead of an egg. What's that? Ah, it's
like
an Easter potato.
Potato casserole and ham, but this year we're doing a turkey.
Okay. I'm down with turkey.
So
always.
I know you like turkey.
I love turkey.
So I think we're going to roast a full turkey.
In fact, I'm to the point now where turkey could replace all other meat types for me. I prefer ground turkey over ground beef.
That's true. You like your turkey burgers.
I like turkey bacon. Yeah. I like turkey jerky. It rhymes and it tastes good. I probably could have some sort of steaky item that's made of turkey. That's fine. Kill more turkeys. Let the cows live.
All right. Let the cows live.
And it's better for me, right?
It's better for you, yes.
Not great, but better.
But it's a white meat instead of a red meat, which doesn't have as much.
I'm a very white man, so let's do it.
Cholesterol and stuff. I believe. I don't know.
You believe.
I could be wrong. I don't say anything for certainty anymore.
Nope. All we've
someone's going to yell at me and go, you have no idea what you're talking about.
If we've learned anything in the last couple of years is that we don't know anything.
That's true.
And that's okay.
And I'm all right with that.
Or
we're making it work here at the Johnson household.
Yeah. A lot of
with
old
the little
wives
knowledge
tales.
That we have. I know a little bit about a lot of things.
There you go. Hey, what do you think of my Mad Max thing I found?
I like
up?
Your Mad Max poster.
You like
got
that
it
thing?
Put up finally. Yes. It took a long time for you, babe.
It did. Whoever sent me that, I forget their name. You're the best. I don't know who
it's
that was.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, we got all that going on. We'll report back on how Easter happens. Maybe we'll get something in the newsletter for a recipe or something. Who knows?
Or email us this week, maybe in the next couple of days, and tell me if you want a recipe for something.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. What do you mean? Like,
if you're like, I really need a good recipe for blah.
For blah.
Whatever.
So what if somebody, okay, let's say they're doing a... Because,
I can send you all my Pinterest recipes.
a traditional Jewish Passover
gefilte
meal.
Gefilte fish.
Okay. So you already know more than I do. I have no idea. But if you guys have any to share or want one.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, you can do
send
that
us
too.
Some recipes if you want
yeah,
us to
please,
make them.
Please. That address is, what is it? skimshow@gmail.com.
Yeah,
skim
and I've been a little bit
at Gmail.
Slow to new recipes lately. I don't know why. I think the beginning of this whole pandemic, I was into cooking constantly.
Yeah.
And I've kind of slowed down.
Yep.
I'm getting real sick of this.
We got bagels from the brothers today. And I don't mean Mario and Luigi.
The Einsteins?
The Einstein brothers. Yeah, I mean, look, I think that probably there are a number of people who would say that sort of stuff waned for them during the year that we've had.
It started out really, really well. Everyone was making their sourdough bread and everyone was making everything.
That?
And now I'm like, oh, my sourdough's in the fridge right now. I'm going to have to bring that out and...
Actually, about a year ago from like right now, the sourdough talk really hit the high.
Yeah.
It was all about toilet paper not being anywhere and people doing sourdough starters.
Now I have lots of toilet paper and I have starter, but I haven't made bread in 3 months.
Let's make some bread. I'm trying to eat less bread, though. That's bad.
Well, at least it's sourdough. It's better bread
for
you.
That's
true. And for me, because I can't eat regular bread.
I do have a dental visit before we talk to these people again, and that'll suck. Oh, no, that's next month. That's next week.
No, that's this week.
Next week. It's not this Thursday.
It's Thursday.
It's this week?
Yes. You're going to be fine. It's just a cleaning. Everyone needs to chill out.
I mean, everyone needs a cleaning.
Scott needs to chill out.
But Scott doesn't want.
It's just a dental visit.
Scott doesn't want a cleaning.
He'll be fine.
She'll poke me in the sensitive area.
I hope not.
It's a whole nother problem. All right. I think that'll do it for us. Thank you all for listening and your patience between episodes.
You're amazing to be patient.
Yep. And I'll get Kim a proper microphone holder next time and also make it so I can look at her.
I'll start doing aerobics while I hold the microphone.
Brilliant
I'll
idea.
Be out of breath.
Brilliant. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week and email us.
We'll see
you next time. Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.